This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Biahui. The centre has approved 12 new greenfield industrial smart cities under the National Industrial Corridor Development Programme to transform the country's industrial landscape. Addressing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said projects span across 10 states and strategically planned along 6 major corridors. The government has also approved a proposal to conduct e-auctions for 730 private FM channels in 234 new cities. The estimated reserve price for this auction is over 784 crore rupees. The cabinet has also accorded approval for progressive expansion of the central sector scheme of agriculture infrastructure front. This will significantly enhance and strengthen the agricultural infrastructure in the country and support the farming community. The Union Cabinet has decided to provide financial assistance to the state governments of Northeastern Region for development of hydroelectric projects. This scheme has an outlay of 4,136 crore rupees, which will be implemented from 2024-25 to 2031-32. Under the scheme, a cumulative hydro capacity of about 15,000 megawatt will be supported. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs has approved two new lines and one multi-tracking project of Indian Railways at estimated cost 6,456 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the meeting of the 44th edition of Pragati, the ICT-based multimodal platform for proactive governance and timely implementation, involving the centre and state governments. It was the first meeting of Pragati in the third term of NDA government. In the meeting, seven significant projects were reviewed, including two projects relating to road connectivity, two rail projects and one project each of the coal, power and water resources sector. The cost of these projects totaled more than 76,500 crore rupees. The projects relate to Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Jharkhand, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Odisha, Goa, Karnataka, Chhattisgarh and Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi emphasized the fact that every official in the government must be sensitized. During the interaction, the Prime Minister also reviewed Amrut 2.0 and public grievances related to Jal Jeevan Mission. These projects together inter alia address water issues in urban and rural areas. Mr. Modi advised chief secretaries to personally monitor the works under Amrut 2.0 and states should make plans keeping in mind the growth potential and future needs of cities. Mr. Modi said that one needs to take benefit of initiatives such as PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana to meet the growing energy needs of cities. President Draupadi Murmu criticized recent crimes against women in the country. The president today said the gruesome rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata has left the nation shocked and urged people to collectively say enough is enough. The president said the recent spate of crimes against women should force honest self-introspection to uncover the roots of the malaise. The president stated this in a statement shared on her social media platform. The president added that she was dismayed and horrified when she came to hear of the incident. Minister of Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today said that the government is taking major steps to reduce the number of road accidents in the country. Addressing the sixth edition of FICCI Road Safety Awards and Conclave 2024 in New Delhi, he said that road audits are being done to find out the cause of accidents, especially on highways. In addition, ambulance vehicles and their staff are being upgraded with the latest technology to rescue the injured people timely from the accident sites. In West Bengal, the junior doctors today participated in a rally from Shyam Bazaar to Esplanade in Kolkata, demanding arrest and punishment of the culprits who are associated with the rape and murder of the PGT doctor at R.G. Kaur Medical College and Hospital. The West Bengal Junior Doctors Front had called the march today. The Paralympic Games 2024 will officially get underway in Paris today and will go on till 8 September. This is for the first time that France will stage a Summer Paralympics. The country previously hosted the Winter Paralympics in 1992 in Thénia and Albertville. The Paris Paralympics 2024 opening ceremony will start at 11:30 tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.